This is the continuation on Saturday morning of the April 23rd Pacifica PNB meeting. I'll ask Secretary Fiona Mongaza to call the roll.
Sharam Agamir, Tracy Rosenberg,
here.
Andrea Turner, Joseph Wanzala,
here.
Sean O'Brien,
present.
Leslie Radford, Summer Reese, Rico Ross,
here.
Bill Crozier,
here.
Alberto Luera,
present.
George Ryder,
here.
Richard Uzel,
here.
Nia Bidiaco,
present.
Kathy Davis,
here.
Jennifer Jaeger, Alex Steinberg, Alonzo Brown, Campbell Johnson,
here.
Kimmery Orendorf, Marcel Reed,
here.
Jim Bennett, Ifia Wangaza, present.
This meeting is starting at 9:20. I want to acknowledge and thank those of you who are here at 9 o'clock. I appreciate you being here on time. As far as the agenda on the executive session, I've given it some thought. We need to complete Ricardo's report. After that, we'll deal with the motion we postponed from Tracy. And after that, we'll deal with Summer's motion on the recruitment of new GM's issue. I've had a request from Steve Brown, who most of you know, but he's a marketing expert, businessman, who's been working with Pacifica for years, been on the LSB in New York for a considerable amount of time, 6 years, I think, was recently termed off. He would like to have 15 minutes to talk to us about our the way we're going about reaching new audiences and what we might be doing better. So this is an opportunity to sort of hear from somebody who's in the business as to what we should be doing on marketing. So
George,
I'm asking for, let me finish, please.
Sorry,
I'm asking for permission to add that to the agenda for, he asked for 15, but I think we probably 20 would be more like it. This would be at the end of the executive session.
I have a point of order.
Yes.
I got a couple of emails from listeners in New York, and they're saying that there are no links to the stream. Yesterday, the meetings weren't streamed. I'd like to know, are we streaming right now?
Yes. And we were streaming yesterday, and they're posted.
The links, okay. There's evidently the links weren't there. Okay, thank you.
And it's on KPFTX now?
That's where they were.
Is that correct, John? Otis?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay, so there was some technical problem that they had. So is there any objection? Is there any objection to hearing from Steve Brown at the end of the executive session? Okay, hearing none, I'll let him know that we're going to do that. What's next on the agenda is the topics workshop. The idea here was that we would have a discussion on separate topics. The only two so far that have been proposed that I wanted to talk about. The thinking behind the recalcitrant LSB proposal, and Sean wanted to talk about promoting our stations and our programming. Would anyone else like to lead a discussion on anything? Yes.
There's been in our neck of the woods, mid-Atlantic states, a certain commonwealth called known as Virginia. And Governor of Virginia, McDonnell, had issued a proclamation regarding the Confederate History Month, which was April. of this year. And it was quite an interesting piece. I'd like to have a discussion in regard to that, because I think that this proclamation, even with his late addition that slavery was not really a good thing, that this proclamation opens the door, I think, of opportunity for Pacifica and WPFW. Our LSB has passed the resolution in regard to this. I'll email it to our members. And this provides us an opportunity to state the case on the other side as well, I believe. I'm curious to find that there would be such a thing as Confederate History Month in the first place, because, you know, in the same vein, we don't have a Nazi History Month recognition. You know, and I don't think that that would fly too tough in America. I think that, you know, perhaps we need a response. So I would like to add this to the agenda for
okay.
me. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else want to lead a topic, facilitate a topic discussion?
I don't really know what we could do about it, but I do think maybe we could have a discussion about what's happening in Arizona with Latino and Chicano brothers and sisters.
Would you be willing to facilitate that?
I'm sorry?
Would you be willing to facilitate that?
Sure.
That's the right answer, Rico.
George?
And you win.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Alberto?
How long should the little discussions be?
Well, we had scheduled an hour, but we're still...
No, for each of the little topics?
Oh, the way it works is you talk with whoever shows up for as long as they're interested.
And okay.
And they get up and move when they're not interested.
Okay.
And when there's nobody there, you get up and move.
Okay.
So it's simultaneous.
These are simultaneous discussions, right. And people can drop in and out of them as they will. One of the tasks of the facilitator as people drop into the discussion is to just bring them up to where the conversation is at the moment, just very briefly.
I'll do a little one on this whole concept of alternative programming.
Alternative programming.
Yeah, Spanish language programming. It can be mixed into the system.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I'm just worried about the mechanics of this way we're going to go about this, because we're in a very small room. And
well, I'm about to tell you how to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We have so far five centers for conversation. What we'll do is we'll pick the four corners of the room and the center of the room. And the facilitator will go and pick a chair, and put the other chairs, just rearrange the chairs around them. You all are welcome to listen in. And
how are we going to stream that?
Well, we're not. We're not.
I guess we'll come back and give a report.
Okay. You know, like 2 minutes at the most, or
sure.
Something like that. Just summarize what was said, and that'll be streamed.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
You might want to tell the people that are listening, both those folks out there that are listening, that we're going to be gone for a while, and what's up.
Okay.
Well, they're listening now, right?
Yeah. If you've been listening right along, you'll understand that for the next, I would say,
hour.
Yeah, we had scheduled an hour. That'll probably work. How about if we do 45 minutes, and come back at the end of 45 minutes for the wrap up. So 45 minute discussion period. We'll be back here at a quarter after 10. And Campbell.
Yes, I'm wondering, are there any action items that will be subsequent to these topic discussions?
Yeah, anything that comes out of this that you want to actually act on can be put into new business, and we can act on it.
Thank you.
And the hope is that things will come out of this to act on. In fact. I don't see any reason why not, if you'd like to participate.
Which topics are in which corner?
Okay, so I'll go in the first corner on the thinking behind the recalcitrant LSBs. In the far corner, we'll have Campbell on the issues around Confederate Week and how do we respond to it. In that far corner, we'll have RICO and the Arizona Initiative. I counted five, but I'm missing somebody.
Spanish language programming was
Alberto. Alberto is, that's still only four. Alberto in this corner with Spanish language alternative programming. Is there a fifth? Did I miss?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean. Sean, right, from the beginning. Sean in the middle on extending our reach, the reach of our programming. Okay, so just break up and let's go do that. What's that? Is there anything else needs to be done before we go? Is there any other instructions need to be had?
Could you repeat where you just
Okay, I'm going to be in this corner with
recalcitrant. Why not let Sean stay where he is?
Why not let Sean stay where he is?
And Alberto.
Yeah. And then those of
That's a very good idea. You can just bring the chairs to the front.
And those of us who are more mobile can go to
the back. That's a very good idea. So Sean and Alberto will stay where they are. I'll go in the far corner. Rico will go in the far corner. And Campbell will be in the middle. Okay. Good. Okay, let's do it.